Welcome to the podcast series for AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology. I'm your host, Kara Hansel-Keehan. Today we'll discuss the article by Oliveira et al. Titled, Genetic Deletion of the Allemandine Receptor, MRGD, Leads to Dilated Cardiomyopathy in Mice. This article was published October 19, 2018. Joining me today are Associate Editor Deborah Diz, Lead Author Robson Santos, and Content Expert Michelle Parvatiar. Let's get started.
Thank you all for joining us today to discuss a recent manuscript reporting the cardiac effects of genetic deletion of the allemandine peptide receptor, MRGD, and these studies are very important because they provide some understanding of potential mechanisms underlying dilated cardiomyopathy. I'd like to offer my welcome to the participants on today's podcast, and we'll start by having Robson tell us briefly about the main findings and novelty of the recent study. Robson?
Yes, thank you, Deborah. The main finding of our study is that the genetic deletion of the MRGD, that is a mouse-related G-protein coupled receptor, leads to dilated cardiomyopathy in mice with no signs of hypertension or associated disease.
Thank you. Michelle, could you share your comments about the importance of this study?
Yes, I'd like to add just a little to that. This study is exciting because we're learning something new, and especially in an area that's been well characterized and important, such as regulation of the renin-angiotensin system. So Dr. Santos's group has recently identified this new angiotensin, and it has vasodepressor and cardioprotective function. They also identified its receptor, MRGD. In the current study, they examined the importance of this receptor in terms of heart function, and they found that these MRGD knockout mice developed severe dilated cardiomyopathy. This study therefore speaks to an essential role of this newly identified vasodilator axis in the heart.
Thank you, Michelle. Do you have any questions for Robson about the study?
I'd like to just start off with a very basic question. Upon first hearing about almandine, my first thought was almandine, which is a mineral in the garnet family. So how did you come up with the name of this new angiotensin?
Okay, this is a long story. Let me try to summarize. In the day that we discovered the receptor, that we finalized the experiment showing that MRGD was the receptor, was on the same day that my son Pedro was born. So I was in the hospital all night, and the physician that was with us all the time, also her name was Alamanda. And I said, okay, if everything goes well, I'll call the peptide allemandine, because it would be a combination. The peptide has alanine in the first position, so it's not it's a derivation of angiotensin, and was a kind of honor to her. And it was a very special day because that day was her birthday, and so it's a long story. The main reason also was to go far away from the obvious, because if I just call this ASP1, ALA1, angiotensin-1-7, it will be no sexy name. We decide to call allemandine and test if this will impact the literature. And so far, people like the name, and it's going well. We are changing to allatensins because of the alanine, to describe all the angiotensins that have alanine in the first position. But the main reason the beginning was that.
Dr. Santos, so you can be considered the leading expert on almandine and its receptor now. I'm curious what your thoughts are regarding the most likely source of the severe dilated cardiomyopathy in these knockout mice.
We are in process of investigating that. In the manuscript, we took the way of the cardiomyocytes, and we were able to show that they have a dysfunction, even isolated cardiomyocytes have the dysfunction, the contraction. But I personally believe that there are some changes in the collagen, one special type of collagen. I don't know if we are still trying to detect if they have change in collagen 6 that is more flexible or other kind of collagen associated to the cardiomyocyte dysfunction. But we are just in process of doing that.
How early did these MRG knockout mice exhibit signs of cardiac dysfunction?
We went down to the neonate mice, and they already presented the cardiomyopathy. So it's not apparently it's not an adaptive response or a secondary dysfunction like for a high blood pressure. So actually, blood pressure is there is no obvious change in blood pressure. We need to perform a telemetry measurement. But if we found something, it would be very mild and cannot explain the dysfunction.
Robson, if I could ask sort of a follow-up on that, has there been any further phenotypic characterization of these animals, either by you or others, that might shed more light on other systems that are affected by the loss of the MRGD?
Yes, we are doing the many experiments trying to carefully characterize the mice. What we have so far is they have a change in the lipid metabolism. They have a higher body weight, and they have change in the brown adipose tissue that is almost gone, and the white adipose tissue also changed. They have an increase in adiposity. And we are performing RT-PCR and Western blot of many proteins to see what would be the cause of this dysfunction. They have no obvious endothelial dysfunction. Blood pressure is quite normal. For now, what we have is they have a metabolic dysfunction also.
Michelle, did you have any other questions?
So one of your objectives in this study was to establish the presence of the MRGD receptor in the heart, and you used immunofluorescence to determine the location of this receptor. As you expected, you found that this GPCR localized at the cell membrane, but you also found it in the cytoplasm and in the perinuclear space. So do you have any insight or speculation yet on the potential importance of these additional or other populations of the receptor in the cell?
Yes, to our surprise, there was a significant presence of MRGD close to the nuclei. I believe that part of this may be linked to the interaction of mitochondria with the perinuclear membrane. We need to go down to the electron microscopy or more functional studies looking at the influence of the receptor in the fusion or fixation of the mitochondria. This may be linked to the heart dysfunction also, but we have no definitive data on that. We are still doing an experiment on that.
Okay, thank you. I had another question related to the significance to the clinical situation, particularly in terms of the genetic polymorphisms. You mentioned there are several associated with human dilated cardiomyopathy. Do you know of any specific with the MRGD or other related receptors?
This was actually a surprise for us. There was no report in the data banks of a cardiac dysfunction linked to the MRGD. We could not find any relationship. There was no description of that. Because of that, we think that we have identified a new gene that may be involved in this kind of cardiopathy. And I'd like to call attention, Deborah and Michelle, that for the fact that MRGD knockout or MAS knockout or even ACE2 knockout, they produce somehow a cardiac dysfunction with different profiles, but knockdown of any of these components of the cardioprotective axis of the renin angiotensin system leads to dysfunction. And on the other hand, if we use alamandine or 1-7 or even ACE activators, ACE2 activator, although there are some controversies on this strategy of ACE2 activator, If you use this, we can get a protective effect on the heart. No? So I believe that we are in the way to have a more clear picture of the role of this axis on cardiac function.
I had another question back to the animal studies. It was very interesting to see the effects on ANP or the differences in ANP in this knockout model. Are you planning to follow up on that to see if that's, a consequence or potentially contributing to some of the physiology that you see?
Thank you for this question. Actually, it was a surprise for us to see the decrease in the ANP expression, RNA expression. We were expecting a huge increase in this model. And we believe that there may be an association of ANP with the phenotype for some reasons. We found that in some cases, a decrease in ANP in the heart is associated with deleterious effects in some models of heart failure. And ANP is also involved in the lipid metabolism. So, and this is a dysfunction also present in these animals. So we believe that ANP may be a key point in the pathogenesis of this cardiac dysfunction.
All right. Michelle, do you have any other comments or questions for Robson?
Since almandine activates the cardioprotective counter-regulatory axis of the renin angiotensin system, it appears to have promising therapeutic value. Do you see any potential drawbacks toward developing the therapeutic potential of almandine?
We have an orally active formulation of almandine, at least to get some proof of concept in humans and animal models. So we in the first paper, we showed a protective effect in the fibrosis, but we need to go further and try to enter the clinical arena to demonstrate or to get insights of the possible therapeutic potential of almandine in treating cardiomyopathies. We are quite excited about this possibility.
Do you have any insight at this point on whether the MRGD knockout mice have altered levels of angiotensin 2, angiotensin 1-7, and almandine itself? Or have you found any cross-regulation between these paths?
We are finishing the measurements of angiotensin peptides in plasma, the plasma of these animals. So far, we don't see any clear link between changing the MRGD knockout and angiotensin 2 plasma levels, but we are still in process of finishing that. I think by the end of this next week, we are going to have the full data on that.
Well, I want to thank you both for participating in the podcast that's highlighting these new findings related to the deletion of the MRGD and the development of the dilated cardiomyopathy. And I want to congratulate Robson on this study, and thank you to our listeners.
You've been listening to an AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology podcast. For more podcasts like this one, visit us online at physiology.org/journal/AJP Heart.